I do really understand what His Grace, the Archbishop, told you here. I'm the most delighted and the most privileged to have a brother like him, and a father too. Whenever he comes to Africa, when he chairs our meeting as bishops, I feel that I have a man of God who must be coming always. So I do really miss him. And a year, about 2 years, because the House of Bishops, whenever he comes, is lively and we see God. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord that I'm back again in our second home. Our first home is Meto. Our second home is Selma. And this is my second time to speak to you, people of God, men and women of God. And I do really love you so much. I always pray for you. And I've been asking God to enable me to come back again. And through my friends and brothers and sisters from Integrity, they were able to pay for our ticket. And this time I was able to come with my lovely wife, Agnes. And for sure, Agnes has been a blessing to me. We are married for 21 years now. And we thank the Lord that things have always been so easy when we are together. You know, if you have especially a prayerful partner, especially us as bishops, it's not easy to do the work of God without someone to share what you have in your heart. And I really thank the Lord that I'm here with you. And I also want to, as the Archbishop said, I want to thank you all for supporting what we have now in Meto. We have so many good things that has happened since the first time the Archbishop and Dr. Alan Hicks and the family and board members came to Meto for medical attention, and so many people were healed spiritually and physically. And we thank the Lord for all of you who supported Integrity. We now have water, and as you know that water is life, we have water. And my people are healthy now because we have water for human and also for animals, for livestock. And we also, as you know, we have a Meg Truman Library in Meto to support the education. As you know, most of our people, especially the Maasai community, where I come from, they are really neglected people. They are not educated. So many people have not seen education. But now through your help, through Integrity, we are able to achieve so many good things. And we have several people, your Grace, who you prayed for, like the little girl you prayed for, the daughter of my deacon, Joseph, has been healed because of your prayers, and many others. So we have seen God. We know you have a man of God who is with you. And when he says that he longs to be here, I know the reason why he says that, because you have a man of God who is anointed, and I feel that there is anointing here. When I stand here in this cathedral, I feel that there is the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Today, I want us to share a word which says, waiting upon the Lord. Waiting upon the Lord. So many people sin because they lack patience. They don't want to wait. Many have forsaken the Lord just because there's no finances. Back in Africa, there are so many needs. But with all these needs, we cannot leave the Lord because we have needs. We cannot forsake the word of the Lord because we have needs. Because the answer to all our needs, the answer to all our problems, the answer to all our sicknesses is Jesus Christ and nothing else. The answer to finances is Jesus Christ. Because if you could be given the whole world, but without Jesus, without faith, this is all nothing. Many wives have forsaken their husbands because of lack of finances. Many have forgotten their call because they just want to be in this world. They want to share luxurious things and they forgot their Lord. They end up killing themselves because of desperation. The Lord really wants to bless us, but He always wants our patience. If we remember, if we go back to men and women in the Bible, if we remind ourselves of Anna, she prayed for a long time, for many years. People thought she might be drunk, she might be crazy. But she kept on waiting upon the Lord. She kept on weeping, crying, and waiting for the Lord. But look, nowadays, young men, young ladies, they are unable to wait. If God says, I'll give you a baby, you don't wait. You just run here and there. And sometimes you leave the Lord because I've waited long enough in the church and I don't have a baby. But the Lord wants us to continue waiting. If the Lord says that I'll bless you, He will have to bless you in one time. I've been waiting for not less than 20 years to see my people change. To see water, to have a car, to have a home, a nice home, to see my children educated. We, in let's say 10 years back, there was a time we could not even have enough food with Agnes, but we kept on waiting upon the Lord. Amen. This is a word, it's a prophecy, it's a prophetic word to us today. The Lord wants us to wait upon His name. And don't be in a hurry. We were kidding with my friend Dr. Alan. And he told me, one day you might be the president of Kenya. One day. Like Sarah, she was told at her age, you'll have a son, a child. And she was 100 years old. But if you are told now that you are in your age that you will have a baby, you say, no, my years are gone. I'm waiting to die. Hallelujah. I want to challenge you, brothers and sisters, to wait upon the Lord. If you are suffering from any disease, any sickness, if you are suffering from even finances, financial problems, and the Lord gives you hope that I will bless you one day, wait upon His name. Go by His words, because He will bless you. As I told you, we In 10 years ago, we were not even able to send our children to school. Now we have our children in the lower grades. We have our children in the higher schools. We have one of our sons is now in a college, in a university. I see God continue blessing us. As I waited, God is really blessing us. The projects that we have now are projects of millions of shillings. And it's not because of might, but because of faith. Abraham was told that you lead thousands and thousands. Your children will be like your ancestors. You'll be an ancestor of thousands and millions, like the stars in the sky. Hallelujah. We don't have to frustrate ourselves. Some end up taking ropes. They want to die. Just because your husband is not good at you. Why don't you keep on praying until God changes your husband? Why don't you continue praying until God changes your wife? Why don't you continue praying until God changes your financial problems? It is possible. I told Agnes, one day we don't have money, but you'll go to US. Today she's here. Hallelujah. For sure, prayers changes so many things. Prayers moves mountains. Our needs are mountains. Our needs are mountains. They are rocks. People have committed suicide. Why? So many have killed themselves. You see people getting into their cars, running over anything because he wants to die. But there is hope. In Jesus Christ, there is hope. The word of the Lord will pass and come true only if we wait. Genesis 4, 2-5. Abel was commended for his sacrifice because he had faith. How about Cain? He brought his sacrifice just for the sake of it. He never trusted in God. But because Abel brought his sacrifice meaningfully, he also wanted to do just the way he wanted to do it. But his sacrifice was not accepted. God will not accept a doubting prayer. He will not. He will never. If you are doubting Thomas, God will not answer your prayers at all. But if you mean it, if you have faith, God will move a mountain. Amen. Hebrews 11:6. It is impossible to please God without faith. But faith must have an object. And the proper object of genuine faith is God and nothing short. Hallelujah. I want to repeat it again. Faith must have an object, and the proper object of genuine faith is God and nothing short. Noah believed God, and he was saved from the flood and his family. People mocked him. They said, look at this old man. He is crazy. How can God finish the whole world with water? It is impossible, but it came true. God killed all the wicked people, but he saved that family. Even today we have this kind of people. People might mock you because of your faith. People mock you because you trust upon the Lord. You don't walk to witch doctors. You don't go to sorcerers. You wait upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Many, many years, God promised me that I'll one day come here to America. And he gave me a home, a second home in Selma, by faith. Hallelujah. Just by faith. For how many years have you waited, brother and sister? You have a need that you have given God. You told God, like Anna, if you give me a son, he will serve you. What have you asked God? Did you tell God, if you give me $100 million, I'll give you some? No, the best thing is to tell God, I want your faith, I want your spirit, I want to serve you, and one day I want to come to you, O Lord. But it's not wrong for God to bless you. These are just substitutes. If you have money, it's just a substitute. But the right thing to have is faith, salvation first, faith, hope. Hallelujah. God promised to heal you, but you are desperate and want to die. You have cancer. You have asthma and many other different diseases. But if you trust in God, you can, there are two things to happen. You can be healed completely if you have faith. And you can, God can use the asthma or the cancer for many years for you to keep staying in Him and trusting in Him, and you will not die. Hallelujah. We are so many people who have suffered for many, many years until they are 130 years old. That's fine. If God wants us to be like that, fine. But God is there to heal you. God is here to heal you. God is here to move mountains. God is here to move our problems away. God promised to heal you if you trust in Him. My priorities are to see my people. When I was consecrated bishop in February 18, 2001, as I was reading my bishop's charge, I said, Lord, I need you. I need to trust upon your name. I need you to give my people water. I need you to give my people good education. I need you to give me medical fitness for my people. And the Lord has done all the things that I asked Him. Hallelujah. Because I trusted in Him. I waited upon His name. Psalms 121. As I finish, I want us to read together Psalms 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Hallelujah. These are words of encouragement. The Lord will not leave us at all. If we keep on waiting upon His name, we will be healed. All our needs will be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? The Lord is always with us. The Lord sends angels to us to minister unto us. Probably some of you might have come across accidents, but you have not died. Why? Because the Lord sends angels to you. He takes care of you. He says he's at the right hand. He's watching you. Today I want us to pray together. Because you might have waited for a long time. You have several needs that you have given to God, but you feel as if you don't have patience anymore. But the Lord is here to give you patience. The Lord is here to make you strong. The Lord will not sleep as we do. The Lord is always awake for our needs. If he slumber for only 1 minute, so many things will break. So he's always there. He's always available. It's not like some of our friends, you call them and the phone answers you. He's not available now. But the Lord is always available. He's there. He's always there. Hallelujah. We have a song in Masai which says, Merorande meimu, waljagulino, Merorande meimu, waljagulino, Orega waria wada ma ninyalegere, Orega waria wada ma ninyalegere. It says in Masai, as I translate it, your shepherd will not sleep at all. At night, at daytime, he is always with you, and he will take care of you. And that's the word of the Lord. May God bless you. May we pray. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you for your word of encouragement. Thank you, Lord, because we waited a lot, a long time, and we will continue waiting for you. We know that one day you'll bless us and you'll take over our needs and you'll bless us, oh Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for taking care of us, our needs. We trust you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.